Okay, we're up to the top of the page. Yud, Ois Yud, Sif Katan Yud. Top of the page. Im Beseder Tekia Shvarim Tekia. Okay, so this is Tekia Shvarim Trua Tekia. I'm sorry, Tekia Shvarim Trua Tekia. That's the long one. Kitzar HaTekia Mishir Shmoin Asar Koychois. So here, we learned yesterday, now here's the Chiddush. Yesterday we learned that Bidi Eved, if you blow a tekiah, let's take a step back, L'chadchilo, you're supposed to blow a tekiah, Shvarim Tura tekiah, in this set of tekiah, Shvarim Tura tekiah, the tekiah is supposed to last the distance, the length, the length of 18 tarmutim. And we learned yesterday that lechatchila should really be 24 plus. Why? Because the sound of the tekiah has to equal at least the length of the shvarim teruah. Whatever is in the middle, that is the starting point for the sound of the tekiah in the beginning and at the end. So being that a shvarim teruah is approximately 18 sounds, because a shvarim is 3, 3, 3, and a teruah is 9 short sounds, so 9 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 equals 18, plus the small amount of time for the gap in between each one of these sounds, plus we learned yesterday a distance of 6 short sounds between the shvarim and the teruah, it comes out that the shvarim teruah takes up 24. Approximately 24 or 25 short sounds. So that's how much time. Now we're going to shorten the makatra and say it takes 18. Just let's say the basic is 18 sounds, as it says over here in the halacha, 18 sounds. So therefore, lechatchila, when you blow the tekiah, it should be 18 sounds. Then the shvarim teruah, and then when you blow the final tekiah, it also should be the length of 18 short sounds. We learned yesterday that if you make a mistake and the sound of the tekiah is only 9 short sounds, you do a short tekiah, 9 short sounds, and then a shvarim teruah, and then a tekiah, b'diavad, it's also good. Why is it also good? Even though lechatchila the tekiah should equal the sound of the shvarim into the teruah, but one thing is certain, you cannot confuse the two. The two are completely separate. The only reason why a tekiah, even if the tekiah lechatchila should be 18, but b'diavad, if you blow 9, it's still called a tekiah. A sound that lasts for the length of 9 continuous is not to be confused with a shvarim, and is not to be confused with a teruah. A teruah, short, teeny little sounds, and a shever is a sound that lasts approximately the length of 3. So if you blow a tekiah that's 9, it's not a hider. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to really blowing a sound that's 18 in this instance. But b'diavad, the bottom line is, if you blow a sound that is 9, it's still in halacha considered to be a tekiah. Now here is the chiddush of the Matei Ephraim. That's all fine and good in a situation where you blow the shvarim and the teruah the way lechatchila you're supposed to blow the shvarim and the teruah. But if you blow a shever that's too long, let's say the shever is 9 koichos. A shever is supposed to be 3, 3, 3. What happens if you blow a shever that's 9? A very long shever. A shever that's 9. So now, that shever, there's no difference between that shever and the tekiah. Even though we said that when there was b'diavad, let's take another step back. What l'chatchila, how long is the sound of the shever? It's supposed to be 3. What happens if you blow a shever that is very long? That's 9. That's a shever. You blow a shever that lasts for a very long time. 9. So it's no good. It's no good. But even though
the shever has to be 9.
A shever, no, it has to be 3 3s. A total of 9. 3 3 3.
Right.
But if you blow a shever that's 9, and you blow the tekiah, that's nine. There's now no difference between the tekiah and the sheder, which would require you to blow over the tekiah once again as well. It's not enough just to blow over the sheder. You're going to have to blow over the tekiah. Let's try to clarify. And I know I'm being a little bit confusing. When a Baal Tekiah blows tekiah, the Baal Tekiah, I'm going to go back to another general rule. When the Baal Tekiah, the Makri calls out tekiah, blows the tekiah. Shvarim Teruah. And he blows the wrong thing. You tell him to blow Shvarim. And instead of blowing Shvarim, he blows the Teruah. Where does the Baal Tekiah have, what does he have to repeat? Does he have to go back to the very beginning and do the tekiah again? Or can he just correct the mistake? He was supposed to blow a teruah, and he blew a shvarim, so he'll blow now a teruah. So generally, you never have to go back to the beginning.
No.
Okay, that's the general rule. No, generally, there are chumras, certain situations, but generally speaking, if you blow the tekiah, and the tekiah was good, and now you're up to blowing the shvarim, and the makri calls out shvarim, and the Baal Tekiah makes a mistake, and he blows a teruah, you don't have to go back and blow the tekiah again. The tekiah is good. Good, it's good. Leave the tekiah alone, let the tekiah be happy. And now when I blew by mistake a shvarim instead of a teruah, or a teruah instead of a shvarim, just fix that, and we'll go further, blow the next tekiah. Now listen to this scenario. The makri, we're holding now at the set where you're supposed to blow a tekiah, shvarim teruah, and a tekiah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to blow. He calls out tekiah. You blow the tekiah. How long is the tekiah supposed to last? 18. 18 short sounds. The Baal Tekiah blows it. Okay, pun intended. He blows it. He ruins it. And instead of blowing 18, he blows only 9. What is the halacha? So it's not a lechatchila. He didn't do it the way he's supposed to do it. But b'dieved, it's okay. He blew only 9, it's okay. Now he calls out Shvarim Teruah, and he begins to blow the Shever, and the Shever he blows is not a good Shever. Why is it not a good Shever? Because the short sounds were not so short. They were 9. The short sounds were 3 sounds of 9. Now what you have done is so bad. Not only is it not a kosher shvarim, because the shever is only supposed to be 3 short sounds, and instead you blew a sound that's 9, that's 9.
27.
What you've also indicated is that your original tekiah was not a good tekiah.
That's right.
Because even though you b'dieved can blow a tekiah, that's going to be 9, lechatchila, the tekiah is supposed to be 18. But
b'dieved,
if you blow 9, it's okay. Yeah, that's only when there's no contrast of something which would ruin that tekiah. Here I blew a tekiah that's only b'dieved good, it's only 9. I then blew a shvarim, that's 9. So it turns out there's no difference between my shvarim and my tekiah. Therefore, I have to go back and blow the tekiah, start over once again. By blowing a shever, that's 9, that is an indication that the tekiah you blew was not a real tekiah, was also a shvarim. So everything is no good, you have to start all over again. If you would have blown your original tekiah 18, like you're supposed to, you've shown, I've blown a tekiah. Now I blew a shvarim. The shvarim is not a good shvarim because I blew it too long, it's 9. But the shvarim that I've done did not enter into the category of a tekiah. So it does not negate, it does not retroactively negate the tekiah that I blew originally. So in this instance, even though generally when you blow a tekiah and it's supposed to be 18, if you make a mistake and you make it too short and it's only 9, it is kosher b'dieved, there's one catch. That's only when you don't later on mess it up by blowing a shvarim, that's 9. Because if it's 9 and you're calling that, the Makri is calling that shvarim, you're calling that a shever, and that shever is 9, and you blew a few seconds ago a tekiah that was also 9, so it shows that there's no difference between a tekiah and a shvarim. Nothing is good. If nothing is good, you got to start all over again. The tekiah would have been good if you did the shvarim good, but now that you messed up on the shvarim, you retroactively indicate that the tekiah you made originally was not a tekiah either, it was also a shvarim, so you got to start from the very beginning.
Much better, the last tekiah.
Yeah.
Each one. If the last tekiya.
So you just repeat the last. You don't have to go back to the beginning. You just, if you make the last tekiya as a mistake, you just fix the last tekiya and you go back. Okay. That's going to be okay. So that's what it means over here in this halacha. Halacha yud in beseder tashrat, kitzer hatekiya. You were makatzer. You diminished the tekiya mishiir shemoyna asar koyach. It's less than 18. Now, right away, in your mind that you should be reminded. On the previous page we learned yesterday, this is kosher b'diavet. It would have been good, but you messed it up. You made it worse in this snare because now uvashvarim. Here, when you blew the shvarim herich, you extended it kishir tisha koyachos. Now everything is messed up. Not only is the shever no good, because the shever now is 9, which is too long, it ruins the tekiah you did originally. Lo yatzo yidechevas ha-mitzvah. Nothing is good. V'tzorich lachsor v'litkoya. And you have to blow the tekiah all over again. So this is the lamdish, a lamdisha type of halach. Yeah.
How many seconds
do you say? So you asked the question, how does 18 translate into seconds?
Right.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
I mean, some of them blow.
They watch, right? They
some
you're about
them
to yeah.
It, and some of them blow in like 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
So we learned yesterday that it depends. It depends on what set. When you're blowing a tekiya shvarim tekiya,
right.
Then it only has to be 9 plus sounds. When you're blowing a tekiya shvarim trua tekiya, then it has to be lechatchila 24 plus sounds.
When you say 24 plus sounds, you're not talking about seconds now.
No, not seconds.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You're not going to be. No.
But some of them have like a watch. They watch.
They watch.
So why do they watch?
24 minutes, and that's a monster.
I don't know. There's a certain tradition. What the sounds? What does 25 short sounds translate into seconds? I'm assuming there are different opinions. What is the shortest sound? 2. Is it 2? Or maybe it's 2? I mean, you're dealing with Yafi today, you can see everything, you know, there's a software. You go and you blow, and sound can be seen visually. Anyone have experience with, there's a program called Audacity. It's a very cute name for a very popular audio editing program, Audacity. And you can see visually, you see visually sound. And if you go and you take and you get a taste, and you go and you go to a shul and you take a digital recorder and you record the sound of someone who blows blows in the morning, you then take it and then you load it into the program and you can see visually how long each sound, and you can start making these calculations. What exactly is 25 plus, what exactly is 18, what exactly is 9 plus, and then you can translate that into seconds, and you can sit with a stopwatch on, you can't press the buttons obviously on Rosh Hashanah, and you can measure, and people do this, they sit with a watch that has seconds, and they see exactly if the tekiah is long enough. Okay, so I don't know how this translates, how the sounds, the 25 short sounds translates into seconds, but there, different places can have different standards and requirements of what they demand from their Baal Tokeya. You're a professional Baal Tokeya?
Yeah.
So what is the...
My brother now blows in the shul, but his Baal Tokeya, his makra,
yeah.
Looks at a watch.
Yeah, so what
when
is
I
it?
I blow, I use my head. I count the 9 to 18 in my head.
So what? How many seconds is 18? What?
When I was trained, we didn't do one.
We didn't do like that. Natural. Right, natural.
Right.
Like I know, I had a neighbor who moved away to Lawrence. He was probably the biggest chassid of the Tankerov, of the Tankerov Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the real Tankerov from Eretz Yisrael, and he was just enamored by the Tankerov. He ate every year the seder by the Tankerov. He was his biggest chassid. He often told me stories from the Tankerov, and halacha chidushim lahalacha. And one thing he told me, that the Tankerov was disgusted with this, that people have for Pesach charts to measure the matzah. To measure what is the kezayis of matzah for achilas matzah, for the afikoymin. He says, the Tankerov, he says, what is this? Matzah, you go and you wash the mitzvah matzah, and you take a piece of matzah and you eat it. You don't look.
Yeah.
Yeshiva was, you don't make any calculations. You break the matzah, you take a piece of matzah, and you eat it.
You're allowed to measure it.
Yes, Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. Yeah, Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. So he did. So this reminds me, when it comes to blowing shofar, what is this mishigas? It makes you very uncomfortable. You sit at the beam and you watch the makri, with seconds. Is this what Chazal had in mind? Is this what Hashem had in mind? That when you blow shofar, you should sit with such intensity? What's the ikkar? The ikkar is Hashem said to blow, to listen, just be normal. Behave yourself, be normal. Don't make the tofel the ikkar. That's unfortunately a very big problem we have in this generation. And at the end of it, he had a whole number of examples that the Tankerev had about this. Is you just, what's the big deal? You take a piece of matzah, you eat the piece of matzah. It's a kazayas. You don't have to go for sugar.
Young boys putting on tefillin.
Yeah, with the mirror.
10 minutes with the mirror.
Exactly. Another example. You put on the tefillin, you get a basic idea, it's in the middle, and that's it. Daven. The ikar is the daven. Yeah, not to go worry, way. this. Midiyuk.
But to call the ritzuas now is also a
win. Everything
we,
is on the right.
Sometimes you get carried away. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yudalf, another example. V'cheinim b'seder tekiya shvarim tekiya kitzar ha-tekiya kishir tisha koichos uva shvarim herich b'shever echad kishir shisha koichos gam kein lo yatsa. The same principle. The same principle is even though b'diyavet. In this case, again, you're going tekiya shvarim tekiya. How long is the tekiya supposed to last? The tekiya is supposed to last the sound of 9. In this particular set, Tekiya, Shvarim, Tekiya, the Tekiya always follows whatever is being done in the middle. And the middle there is a Shever. A Shever is a total of 9. So the Chatil is supposed to be, 9. Kitzer HaTekiya Kishir Tisha Koichas. That's what it's supposed to be. Uva Shvarim Herich B'Shever Echad Kishir Shisha Koichas. So in this case, the Shever is 6. Gamkein Lo Yotza nothing. Because here, in this case, since the Shever is too long, so the Shever and the Tekiah already are bordering one upon the other. There's no difference anymore between the Tekiah and the Shever. Since the Tekiah, Kitzer at Tekiah Kishir Tisha Koichos, I think what he means over here is you made the Tekiah less than 9 Koichos. Kitzer hatekiya kishir tisha koichos. If the tekiya, I believe he means here, is less than 9 koichos, and the shever is more than 6, so anything more than 6 and less than 9 is exactly the same in halacha. If it's less than 9, more than 6, exactly the same, there is basically no difference between the tekiya and the shever. So you are yoytse nothing. Bidiyevin, you can say that if you have a tekiya that's less than 9, if it's drop more than 6, it's okay. If you blow a regular tekiya, shvarim tekiya, and the tekiya is, let's say, 8, and the shever is 6, it's good, because a shever can be 2, 4, 6, and the tekiya can be anything more than 6, it's automatically going to be called a tekiya. As long as there is a fundamental difference between the tekiya and the shever, even though each one is not ideal, it is okay. The tekiah is supposed to be, in this example, at least 9. Since the shever is supposed to be 9, so the shever combined, which is 3, basically each shever is going to be 3, and the tekiah is going to be 9, so lechatchila it's supposed to be 9, and the shever is supposed to be 3. Let's say you don't do what you're supposed to, you cut corners, and the tekiah is going to be 8. So the tekiya is not ideal. Okay, it's bidiyeved good. It's bidiyeved good provided there is no conflict. What's the no conflict? Don't do a shever that is also a bidiyeved. Because if the shever is more than 6, if one shever alone is more than 6, and one the tekiya is less than 9, more than 6 and less than 9 is basically the same. So it comes out there's no difference between your shever and your tekiya. if there's no difference between the two, even though each one alone even though the tekiyah may have been good b'di'evet, but it's only going to be good b'di'evet when it's not in conflict with the shever. In this case, since the shever was no good, not only do you have to repeat the shever, you also have to repeat the tekiyah. Under normal circumstances, you would not need to repeat a tekiyah if a tekiyah was only 8. But in this case, since you blew the shever, you ruined the shever by making the shever too long, not only do you have to repeat the shever, you have to go back and repeat the tekiyah, because the tekiyah and the shever, the shever that you made ruined the original tekiyah. Halacha yudeis. Hashloisha shvarim bein besedet hashu. Tekiyah shvarim, tekiyah bein besedet, tekiyah shvarim terua, yesh litkoy lechathila b'neshima achas. Now here he's writing that the three shvarim, now we're not discussing over here the gap between the shvarim and the terua. We're discussing the shvarim alone. Shvarim, two, two, two. The shvarim, the three sounds of the shvarim, according to all opinions, must be done in one breath. A Baal Tekiyah may not go two and then take a break, go outside for a smoke, and come back inside and then do two and then go back. You have to blow the three shvarim b'neshima achas. Uvidiyavet, it must have shnei shvarim hefsik b'neshima. If a person did by mistake, he did two shvarim, two, two, and then took a break. Uvidiyavet b'neshima. Then you can you can add one more. Unless you blew something else in between. In other words, b'diavad, if you do two b'neshima achas and the third in a separate neshima, b'diavad it is okay. L'chatchila, all three parts of the shvarim should be done b'neshima achas. But b'di'evet, if two are done b'neshima achas and one is done separately, it's also okay.
Like if he coughs in between, that's considered like a breath?
It's a problem, yes, absolutely. If he coughs in between the two shvarim, it's a problem, and l'chatchila, he should redo the entire shvarim. B'di'evet, if he did two of the shvarim in b'neshima achas and the third one he did separately, it's b'di'evet, it is okay. Halacha yud gimel. L'chatchila yesh lo litkoya hashloisha shvarim l'vara kol oiroch ketzas ha-sha'isim b'soif hashlona. Over here in the commentators on the bottom of my sefer of the Elif HaMagim Eflamate, he explains that what it says over here is something that is not done anymore in our day and age. But it appears, what he explains, that it used to be that a shever, this is a different custom, I'm not at all familiar with this, but there used to be a custom where shvarim basically is four parts. It's two, 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 and then there's a longer sound. There's a fourth part, and the fourth part is even longer. It's two, 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 something like that, something along those lines. We do not do this anymore, but it appears that this is something that was done in years ago, a different tradition as to what exactly is the meaning of a shever. And he writes over here, l'chatchila, those people who have this custom to add a fourth sound to the shvarim, that's not part of the Iker Shvarim, and it should not be in the calculation. L'chatchila yesh l'tkoya shloisha shvarim milvad, besides ha-koil oroich, a longer sound k'tzos, slightly longer, asher oisin b'soif ha-shvarim, k'moisha oisin b'soif ha-trua, like they do at the end of a tour. Tour, they also, they had a custom, which we do not do today. After you blow the short nine sounds, you would blow a longer sound. Uvidiyaved, Imloy also rak shnei. Now the point he makes over here is that third, that fourth sound should be a fourth sound. It should not be part of the original three sounds. What happens if the Baal Tekiyah makes a mistake and he blows the two short sounds and he omits the third short sound and he just does the fourth longer sound? So he writes in the evidence, Imloy also rak shnei shvarim. He does two shvarim. The kol oirach ketzas b'sef. He does the fourth sound. So then b'di'eved, we can count that fourth sound to be the replacement for the missing third sound. Mechashvin hakol b'mkoyim hashever hashlishi. So the basic structure of a shever is three short sounds. The fourth sound is only there for padding. It's only there for yoifi, for yesar se'es. If you leave out the ikur, you leave out one of the three main sounds, and you want to now use that fourth additional sound that was put into the air to enhance the shvarim, that b'di'evit can serve as a replacement for the missing part, the missing third sound. The zoher, shelo yihei akolahu aruch kishir shisha koichos, those people that have the custom to add a fourth sound at the end of the shvarim, and to add this long sound at the end of the Teruah, should be careful that this long sound should not exceed the span of six short sounds, the number six. Because once you get it more than six, it now is in the boundary of a tekiah. It's no longer in the boundary of a shvarim. A shvarim can only be when it is less than six. Once you have a short sound that is more than six, you have now entered into the domain of a tekiah. And when you enter into the domain of the tekiah, you ruin it for everything. Everything now is going to get ruined. You're in a lot of trouble. And now you've not blown a tekiah shvarim, you've blown a tekiah shvarim tekiah tekiah. Everything is getting messed up. You're eating in more sounds than what is proper in the Seder. Yudalit. L'chatchila ein l'tko yoysa mishloish shvarim v'im toka arbo echamisha ein lochosh b'dievet v'yotza. Sometimes the Baal Tekiah makes a mistake and he blows for the shvarim four short sounds or five short sounds. This can happen, and if this happens, you do not need to repeat it. It's not ma'akev. You have to blow a minimum of three short sounds, and that's where you should stop. But if you blow four sounds, it's okay b'dievet. Halacha tezvav. Say there tekiah shram teruah tekiah shanu tekim hayom b'shul suffix shema. The reason why I was going through the basics halacha, the reason why we blow three different sets is because we have a suffix in the Gemara as what is the proper translation of the word teruah. Is a teruah nine short sounds? Is a teruah three short sounds? Or maybe a teruah is both together? Therefore, we blow all combinations. One more time, so say the tekiah shvarim teruah tekiah sha'anu toigim hayom b'shvil safek. We do not know shema teruah sha'amar tarohu shvarim utur yachad. Maybe it's both together. Shetchilasay goneach v'soifo miyalel kimavur b'sif aleph. Like we learned yesterday, that this is the nature of a child. When a child breaks out crying, he first expresses the cry is long sounds and then turns into short sounds. Yesham, some say shalafich v'efot tzach, because of this yesh lasos hashvarim utrua b'neshima achas. Therefore, since this is the nature of crying, it's one continuous cry which has two parts, there should be no gap between the tekiah and the shvarim. Between the shvarim and the teruah, the Baal Tekiah has to take one breath and he seamlessly goes from the shvarim into the teruah. Shaharei shnehem yachad nikrohim teruah. This is the shita of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and this indeed is the ikar. And that is why this is what's done first. And some, in fact, only do this. Every time they blow a shvarim teruah, they always blow in one neshima. That if a person he blows a shvarim and then takes a breath and then blows the teruah, you have not fulfilled your obligation. You have to blow it again. That's how far it goes. However, the right said Mat Ephraim that even the people who are going to blow it, even those people who are going to blow it with one neshima, you have to slightly pause. There has to be a teeny pause between the shvarim and the teruah to indicate the shvarim has come to an end and now I am beginning the teruah. So it's two, pause slightly, and then you begin two. But don't take a breath. So it's very tricky. You may not take a breath, but there should be a very slight pause to indicate there are two separate things. The Yeshayim, some say, Shein Lasa, Es B'Neshima Achas, Elim Shein Neshimos. There are those opinions that say, this is the Ramah. The Ramah says that no, the proper way to blow a Shvarim Teruah is to take a breath between the Shvarim and the Teruah. But you have to be careful. Do not take too much of a breath. Do not delay. So if you're going to take a breath between the blowing of the shvarim and the truah, one, there's a tendency to delay more than is absolutely necessary because you're going to catch your breath. So therefore, what do? We have here machlekes rishonim in the Gemara. Machlekes rishonim is the proper way to blow. Is the proper way to blow to, should it be one neshima or should it be two neshimas? So therefore, like all matters of halacha, you mekayim both. And therefore, the custom, the common custom, is that before the Shmona Esrei, the 30 sounds that are blown before Yudavin Shmona Esrei are blown b'neshima achas, and the 30 sounds that are blown in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz are blown b'shtei neshimos, and the last 40 sounds that are blown after you finish Shmona Esrei, before you say Tisnabel, there are different customs. Some blow it b'neshima achas, and some blow it b'shtei neshimos. And if you'll also notice that there are some makris, some of the rabbanim, who call out tekiah, pay close attention, you can tell how they're calling out. The part of the way they express their call, they're telling the Baal Tokeah if it should be b'neshima achas or it should be b'shtei neshimos. In other words, the first 30 kolos, if you listen carefully, the makri will say, shvarim teruah. He'll say it in one shot. Shvarim teruah. And then when it's the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, they'll say, shvarim teruah. They're not going to say shvarim teruah in one breath. Even the makri, who's calling out, is going to be mafsik between the signal, shvarim teruah, to signal that the shvarim and the teruah should be b'shtei neshima. So it doesn't just go to the one. Me'ikar hadin you do not need, me'ikar hadin, but the minute during Shmona Esrei we do not call out. We do not call out. In a Chanami, those who blow during do not call out, but still there is such a concept that's a Nagada concept that you do call out. But this is a very interesting minig where some of the people who are the makri, serve as the makri, they also indicate a signal in the way they say Shorim Turua if it should be b'neshim achas or it should be b'shtei neshimas. Okay, so let's go read the line of the Yesham. So the second line of your section. Those people who do this, which seems to be very, very common, they should do the kiyas din yushuv, and that's the ones you blow before the Shmona Esrei b'neshima achas, with the kiyas me'umud, and the kiyas that are blown during the Shmona Esrei shehem asedarim yaseh b'shtei neshimas, aval loy lehepach. Do not do it the other way around. Why not? What is the lamdus? Because we paskin me ikar hadin, the correct way to do it is b'neshima achas. And we want this to be done closest to the bracha. When you make the bracha litkoya b'kol shofar, you want to do it right away, the way that we paskin to be the ikar, and that is b'neshima achas. The tekiyas that you're blowing in the middle of Shmona Esrei are distant from the bracha, so those tekiyas you do in a way that is not 100% accepted to be the full halacha. B'makayim shaminik litkoya tekiya shvarim tura tekiya l'malchiyos utkiya shvarim tura l'zichronis utkiya tura tekiya l'shaifos v'chein b'makayim shenagul litkoya b'chol seder rak tekiya shvarim tura levad kashay yisparim b'simim tofkov tzadi beis. Then the rule is you should blow it. What was it over here? I'm saying over here of Kiyas Shem. Avoloy lehepuch. What is it over here? The Malkim Shaminig Litkoy Tashrat, the Malchus Tashrat, the Sequenis, that was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. There are different customs. What exactly do you do in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei? So in those shuls, the Minnusach Svar, who have the custom to blow to Kiyas, so there are different customs. Most of the people who blow, they blow only 10 sounds, 9 or 10 sounds, after they finish each bracha. What exactly do you blow? So there are basically two customs. One custom is, after you finish Malchios, you blow Tekiah, Shvarim Trua Tekiah. After you finish Zichronos, you blow Tekiah, Shvarim Tekiah. After you finish Shofaros, you blow Tekiah, Teruah Tekiah. And some have the cost of them. All three, you blow tekiya, shvarim trua, tekiya. And then he goes for v'chein b'makoymo shenohagul l'pkoy b'chol seder rak tekiya shod l'vad. Kashay yisbol yisim kuf sali days. So it seems that in there, with the minig is to do this, av l'fi ha-minig tzas anshe ma'isa she yisbol shom l'shaveng l'pkoy tekiya shvarim trua, tekiya shvarim trua, tekiya trua tekiya l'malchios. וכן לזכרון יזכר לשייפוס, יוכל לעשות גם כן להבח שיסקה תקיוס מיושה בשתי נשימוס ותקיוס מאומד ומאומד בנשימה אחת. So here's what he explains. This is the point he wants to make over here. Is that he mentioned before that you should, if you're going to do both, if it is your custom to do some of the tekiyos b'neshima achas and some b'shtei neshimos, you should do first you should do b'neshima achas and later you do b'shtei neshimos. Why? Because it's the point that the tekiyos that you're going to do during chazaras hashatz is considered to be already chutz l'machne. It's already way past the bracha. It's not part of the ikar bracha. The part that the tekiyos that you blow that are incorporated within the ikar bracha, it should include tekiya aneshim achas. When does the ikar bracha expire? Well, it's really more than 30. Right? When does the ikar bracha expire? No, it's more than that. But when does the ikar bracha expire? Okay. With the end of the silent Shemona Esrei. So therefore, we presented before two minhagim. There's a third minhag. No one does this, but there's a third minhag. I don't know, no one does, but the third minhag that even during the silent Shemona Esrei, you blow 30 kolos before you finish malchios. You blow tekiya shvarim trua tekiya trua tekiya and tekiya shvarim tekiya and tekiya trua tekiya. In other words, you blow.
That's what we do. That's written in the Bible.
That's what you do. You blow an entire set.
Absolutely.
An entire set three times, and then when you go to shayfrais about zechayrais, another three, another, and then.
No,
okay, there are different costumes. So now the point over here is, if you're going to blow, you're going to blow a total of 10 each time, which is going to be 10 of each time. If you're going to do this, then he says, the Matei Ephraim says, you can do whatever you want. If you want, in this case, when you're going to blow a complete set, before you daven the Shemona Esrei, and then you're going to end up blowing a complete set, which is going to be a total of three times, each one, in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, then you have the option of deciding which ones you want to do b'neshima achas, which ones you want to do b'shtei neshimas. But if you daven like the Nusach of Ashkenaz, where you blow absolutely nothing during the silent Shemona Esrei, and even if you daven like Nusach Sfard, but you're only going to blow one line before you conclude each section of Shemona Esrei, so that is not the ikar, because you cannot be Yotze with just one line of Tekiya Shram to a Tekiya. You have to blow at least three times, nine, the Gzeres HaKos to blow nine. Then you are Mechuyiv, you're obligated to blow B'Neshima Achas, the first set before the Shemona Esrei. Let's review. You're going to blow really total. I mean, you're blowing before you begin. Let's just discuss all the various times you can possibly blow shofar. The first time you blow shofar is when you make the bracha before you daven the silent Shemona Esrei. Everyone's going to blow shofar during Chazaras Hashatz, and everyone's also going to blow shofar after you finish Chazaras Hashatz. The question is, do you also blow shofar in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei? If you do blow shofar in the middle of this, and during the silent Shemona Esrei, there are three different customs of what you do, of how you blow. Two of the three customs only require you to blow one line. A tekiya, something in the middle, and then a tekiya at the end. there's a question, do you do all three times Shvarim Teruah, or do you alternate? The first time you do Shvarim Teruah, the second time you do Shvarim, and the third time you do Teruah. Then there is a custom where in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, before you conclude each section of Malchil, Zichronis, and Shofros, you blow three lines. Tekiah, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Baruch Ato Hashem, you finish off Malchios. Then you do the same thing when it comes to Zichronos. You do three lines. Tekiah, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. And you finish off Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoicher HaBris. And then you do the same exact thing when it comes to Shofros. If you are following this third custom of doing a full complement of tekiyos in the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and you've also done a full complement of tekiyos before you began the Shemoneh Esrei, you now have a new option available to you where you can decide which one you want to do b'neshima achas and which one you want to do b'shtei neshimos. Because you always want to have a neshima achas within the expiration of the bracha. The bracha expires. The bracha never expires. But the ikar, the main part of the bracha, expires with the end of your private, silent Shemoneh Esrei. So as long as you are going to blow a full complement of tekiyos before the bracha expires, so if you want to get in the neshima achas during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, you have that option. But if you're not going to blow a full complement, if you're not going to blow... Okay, Mr. Weiss, sorry, not later. If you're not going to blow a full complement during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and the only full complement of the Kiyos you're going to blow is before the Shemoneh Esrei, that must be done b'neshima achas, because the neshima achas must be within the part of the bracha. That's what he explains over here in halacha. That's the sort of halacha tes vav, halacha tes zayin. In many places, he writes, the custom is to blow entirely from beginning to end. He already warned us, if that's your custom, to blow from beginning to end, fine, that's the minhag, but make sure you do not delay between the Shvarim and the Teruah. If you're going to take a breath between the Shvarim and the Teruah, one end is a tendency for you to delay, to take a breath and delay. Make sure you do not delay more than what is absolutely necessary. The Tekiah should be kulamaher, la'soisam tekufim, you should be very quick to make sure that the two are joined together. The hamakre, now here is addressing the halacha to the makre. The makre should not compete with the Baal Tokeya. In other words, the Makre should not go Tekiyo. Sorry. You know, the Makre is not to compete. The Makre is supposed to be quick. Tekiyo.
He shouldn't be the Baal
Tekiyo. Exactly. Shvarim Teruah. Tekiyo. Because if the Makre is not the Ikar, the Iker is the Baal Tokeya, and when the Makri competes, he is holding up the show. He should say in one, in other words, he's saying another minhag that some did that he objects to. And that was when you blow Shvarim Teruah. You don't do Shvarim, and then the Baal Tekiah blows a Shvarim, and then he says Teruah. You don't do that. He says Shvarim Teruah in one shot, in order to allow him to say it in one shot. If the Makre is delaying, he's not quick, the Baal Tekiah has the right to right away blow. The Baal Tekiah does not have to wait. Now I think he means over here is that in the situation where he's doing it, they're doing it twice. They're doing it. Maybe there's some that had the custom where he would say Shvarim, and then after he said Shvarim, the Makri would say Teruah. That appears to have been the custom in some locations, where the Makri would call out in two separate shots, Shvarim, and he would blow a Shvarim, and then the Makri would say Teruah. If that is your custom, fine. But the Makri must make sure he says Teruah immediately, so there should not be any delay between the Shvarim and the Teruah. And if the Makri is too slow in saying Teruah after the Baal Tokeah has done the Shvarim, then the Baal Tokeah should right away do the Teruah without waiting for the Makri to say the Teruah, because it's more important that the Teruah be next to, adjacent to the Shvarim, than the Makri call out Shvarim.
How important is that Makri?
Very important. Very important. The Makri represents I think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makri is a very, very important part, but the Makri has to do it correctly. If it is your custom, your Beis HaKnesses, to do it b'shtei neshimos, you have no right to change. No one has the right to change the minhag of his makom. If this was done in the makom, you have to do the minhag of mitzvah. And noyagim la'asos m'shim achas, ein lechem l'shanes minhagim la'asos m'shtei neshimos. Halacha yudzayin, shir ha'tua bein b'tashrat, bein b'tkia tua tekia, yesh oim shu shaloisha koichos kol shehu. What is the shortest tua? The shortest tua is 2, 2, 2. 3. Not like what we do. We are a customer who has to at least 9. Ulechein dai kishiyase shloisha terumitin. Bidiyevet. If the Baal Tokeah only blows 3 short sounds, it's okay. The yesh, I mean, this is our custom, sheshiura tisha koichos. That the tour has to be at least 9. The tzarech la'asos tisha terumitin. Ulechein yesh la'asos tisha terumitin. B'chol tour every tour. Ubidiyevet in loyasa bidkiyos miyushav tisha yasa bidkiyos terumit. If you did not do 9 in the beginning, before Shemesh, so do 9 during the Chazaras Hashatz. Then lo yachal asas al kain al kolponim yir la asas kain b'seid echad ilatz de'adei hashniya. You at least do it once. If the Baal Tokeah cannot do 9, it's too hard to do 9. Two. You can't do it, only do 3. At least somewhere in the Tekiyas, you should at least once do it 9.
V'ashloisha.
It's okay.
Only
starts where you left off. You only start where you left off. It doesn't matter. The bracha goes on everyone. You don't have to start from the beginning. You can just take over where you left off. Better if the Baal Musaf conks out in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. So the replacement just takes over from where he left off, as long as he passed Melech HaKadosh. If you get past the Melech HaKadosh, then the new Baal Tefillah takes over where the old Baal Tefillah left off. But if he did not get to HaMelech HaKadosh, then the new Baal Tefillah has to start from the very beginning. Everyone agrees, just like the Shvarim, the 3 Shvarim have to be Shim Achas. Everyone agrees that the Tua, the 9 short sounds of the Tua, must be Shim Achas. It must be Shnei Terumitin, the Hifsik B'Nishim. If you only did 2 short sounds, and then you are Mafsik, the Yaso Terumitim Echad Lo Yatsa. So here it's worse than the Shvarim. We learned above that if the Baal Tokeah does 2, 2, and then takes a breath, and then does 2, the last of the Shvarim, b'di'evet, it is okay. But when it comes to the Teruah, b'di'evet, the Teruah can be 3 short sounds, 2, 2, 2, you're done, b'di'evet. There's one condition, the 3 short sounds must be b'nishim achas. If the Baal Tokeah does 2, 2, and then he takes a breath, and then he does 2, lo yotza afilu b'di'evet. Tekiya acharayna, the last tekiya yudches, bein tekiya shram tua, tekiya shram tua, tekiya tua tekiya, dina ki tekiya rishonish l'chol davar, the tekiya that goes after the middle has the same exact halacha like the tekiya that precedes the middle. Yudches im toka tekiya tua tekiya b'neshim achas, yesh lach zov l'tkoyov l'asayis hefzik b'neshim bein kidei neshima bein hatekiya La Teruah, on the next page, between the Tekiah and the Teruah, the Yeroya Sheim Hifsik Ma'at, Af Al Pishlo Hoya Kishir, and you should show that there's a small Hifsik, Af Al Pishlo Hoya Kishir Neshima Yatsa. He's saying that the must, when you blow, this is no gear where you don't have, when you don't have a Makri, even if you do have a Makri, you hold your breath. He's saying there has to be a new breath between the Teruah and the Tekiah. One more time. In Taka Tkiya Tua Tkiya Bin Shimachas, one shot. The Tkiya and the Tua and the Tkiya was one breath. Yesh Lachzor V'lit Koyav L'Asayis Hefse K'dei Neshima Bein HaTkiya L'Tua. You cannot blow the Tkiya, the Tua and the Tkiya in Bin Neshimachas. There must be a breath between the Tkiya and the Tua and the Tua and the Tkiya. The Yeroeh, you should see She'im Hifsik Ma'at Afa Pishlo Hoya Kashir. You should see to it that there should be a small hefsik, even though it was not kedei neshim. In other words, even if it's a very short hefsik, it's good b'di'evet. All right, we're going to stop over here.
If I'm more likely error.